Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Earlier this week, Áine got to talk to the popular author and conference speaker, Sister Breed McKenna. Now, she's originally from Ireland, but she's actually based in Florida. And she's really well known for her healing ministry. Also, she's written a book called Miracles Do Happen, and it's been translated into lots of different languages. This week, she was in Warren Point in County Down. She was doing a parish mission there. And she's also going to be in Ballymena and in Port Laois over the coming weeks. Áine caught up with her in Warren Point, and this is some of what they chatted about.
First of all, Sister Bridge, if I could maybe wind the clock back a little bit and bring you back in time to when you entered the convent at the age of 15. That seems almost unimaginable in today's world for someone so young to make such a major life decision. Looking back, do you think you were ready at the time?
Yes, I think, well, God wanted me at the time, I'm sure. People say, did you understand? Actually, I didn't. But I now realise that God, my mother died, and when my mother died, the night of her funeral on Christmas Day, I was very emotional, you know, very upset. And I heard this voice saying in the middle of that, don't worry, Breach, I'll take care of you. And I'm absolutely convinced now that I think it was the Lord. And that was the beginning of my journey to want to enter religious life. I went at 14 and the mother Jenna told me to come back later. I went back a couple of weeks later. So she eventually took me at 15. The only permission I needed was my dad. And from that time I entered, I was always happy. I loved the sisters. I made my profession when I was 16. My dad gave me away at the altar when I was like 15 and a half. But now I look back and, you know, Áine, you grow in a vocation. It's like a marriage. You don't know when you get married. You know a certain amount about the person you're going to marry. But when you make a commitment for life, you know, it keeps changing and you keep growing in it. You have to keep working at it. And I think over the 57 years, you know, my age now in the air, that I'm in the convent, I have grown more and more in my vocation of gratitude for this vocation that God gave me.
And Sister Bridge, do you think that today people wait too long before making major life decisions?
Yes, but today it's much more difficult than I had. You know, in the environment that I grew up in, everything was different. Today, I admire people who respond to especially religious life and to marriage, because it's very difficult. We live in a completely different society, environment, all the technology. And I mean, we had no television. We didn't have, we went out and played. It was a completely different, so I can't judge. Now, in the United States, I live in the United States now for 51 years. Like 1,000 girls entered in communities in America. But they're girls who really want to radically commit their lives to Jesus. Young people really desire to know that they're going to do what they committed their lives to, and they're older. A lot of the people who enter now are much more older. They have third level education. And you'll say to a young man in the seminary, like, why would you come? He might be an attorney, a lawyer, a doctor. I was just talking to a young man who entered the priesthood, and we said to him, because he had a very prosperous career and everything and was doing well, had lots of women, and he said to me, the reason I came is because of the culture. He said, I felt a call that I could offer something much more to a culture that is in great need. And he said, I never found fulfillment, I never found joy in what I was doing. And then I met another man who had 6,000 hog farm, and he left it all and went to the priesthood. So a vocation you can't manufacture. We have to pray and be the witness. You know, that's how young people, and God will send them.
Why do some people pray for healing and nothing seems to happen, and then others seem to get concrete results?
Well, I could answer that, Áine, be God. But I can tell you, people who pray, sincerely go to God and pray for healing, if they don't get the, what prayer does, it opens you like a funnel and you get grace to accept whatever God's will is. And the best example I can give you is myself when I had my Golden Jubilee, and over 365 days, priests around the world were offering Mass to me. I thought, I'm going to have a wonderful Jubilee. It's going to be the best year of my life. The first month of my 50th, I got meningitis. And out of meningitis, I discovered, excuse me, I had a virus that lasted 3 years. I had to cancel all my everything. I spent hours in the chapel crying. I said, Jesus, you know, you could heal me. And then I got a great grace, and I thought, there is a reason, because, you know, I listen to people. And sometimes you don't understand the suffering until you have it yourself. Because when you're sick, it's very hard to pray. And you wonder, is Jesus there at all? You think of Mother Teresa, whom I worked with, was in a dark night of the soul all her life. I was just going through for a few months. But when I went to the Mayo Clinic, I was in a hospital for 2 weeks in Florida, and none of them could find what's wrong with me. And I went to this girl, and she, like that, diagnosed, she said, I know what you have, and I can give you help. And I went on a nerve blocker. So, you know, I tell people, the cross will always come. Now, when I look out at people in Florida and I say, you know, I can pray with you and you can get healing, but it may be through the skills of doctors. I mean, I prayed with parents who was a child with club feet, very badly deformed. And 2 days later, one of the most brilliant foot surgeons, they were given an address, and that little girl had foot reconstruction. Now, like, God could have done it directly, but he chose. Intercessory prayer is important. People give up. I say, you know, often I see people praying. It changes them. And then people, you go in and you meet people who say, who are crippled or they've Parkinson's, and you see, they're so joyful. And see, we in the Catholic Church teach this, that people can get bitter through suffering, or they can make it into, I'm offering it to united with the suffering of Jesus. And at the same time, pray for healing. But prayer changes people.
And what would you say to somebody who has been praying for healing but maybe hasn't seen the results? What would you say to them, maybe to give them hope?
I'd tell them to keep praying. I'd tell them that the only grace you can get is to keep going to Jesus. You know, many people come to me and they have left their faith and they're, I'm a healing nun. And they come and I say to them, but you know, physical suffering is nothing compared to what you're losing inside, what you're missing. Because, you know, if the soul is full of the grace and blessings of God, it's transparent through suffering. Because I go into people in old folks' homes now, and they're absolutely beautiful. I go into young people who are paralysed, who got injuries with footballs, and who are now in wheelchairs and that. And you see the result. We just had, a couple of weeks ago, a little girl was at the prayer breakfast in America, where the president was, and she lost her feet, and she was going to die. And she sent out, herself at 9 years of age, she sent Instagram, one of those things, and it reached President Trump, it reached the whole, like millions, and everybody was praying for her. And she came in, now she's still not completed, but she said at 9 years of old, all the prayer her mother said just changed the little girl. And Trump mentioned it at the thing, and he said, you know, prayer works.
You live in Florida, and sadly, Florida has been in the news this week, yes, for all the wrong reasons. What would you say to people trying to understand or get their heads around a tragedy such as this?
Well, look at the boy's life. You know, his parents died. And in America, there are so many people walking around who have mental sicknesses that can be things that can get help. Or there's broken families. And, of course, I believe that I can't understand how young people can get guns, you know, and that's another issue, okay? But for me, I pray for those people who lost. I met many people who have lost young people through shooting. But, you know, you look at them on, and you see, it wouldn't be possible if you didn't have God's grace, because you could get bitter. America is a great country, and they're very generous. But on the other hand, you have a terrible attack of, you know, unbelief. And I look at it and I think, any country, how can we expect God to bless a country when we are flying in his face? People still have goodness, but they've moved away from God. And godless people lose the sense of what's right and wrong. That's my belief.
Powerful interview there that Áine did with Sister Breage McKenna. And she's going to be at All Saints Church in Ballymena in County Antrim from Monday the 5th to Thursday the 8th of March. And you can get more information by emailing Kirk, N-R-I-O-L-A, at AOL.com. That's Kirk, N-R-I-O-L-A, at AOL.com. And St. Peter and St. Paul's Catholic Church in Port Laois from Monday the 19th to Thursday the 22nd of March. And more information is available at portlaoisparish.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.